And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. And now I should be joined on the line by Sharon Fard. Good morning to Sharon.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you this morning?
I'm good, good.
Great. And Sharon, you're speaking to us a little bit about Annam Cara and the work you do there. And you have a night coming up tomorrow night, a bereavement information evening in Swords. Can you tell us a little bit about how Annam Cara started and the work you do?
Right, okay, Debbie. Well, Annam Cara is a national organisation that supports bereaved parents. And we were set up back in 2008 after a group of mums and dads came together whose child had died in different circumstances. And there was just no support out there for us, no information, no support. And it is, as any family know who's gone through this tragedy of the death of a child of any age, you're just devastated and you don't know where to turn. And it's a very, very dark place. So a group was started meeting for a cup of coffee, and then the group started growing, and then we heard about another group in Cork, and we met up with them, and we launched back in 2008, I suppose the purpose of Annam Cara is to give parents a safe and comfortable place where they can access information that's really important to them and their family, you know, in the aftermath of the death of a child, and also a place where they can go and meet with other parents, you know, so it's a safe, comfortable place where they can meet with others and just talk about what's going on with them and you know, and the different challenges that we have to meet.
Exactly, and it's something a parent should never have to go through, losing a child, and it shouldn't work that way, but sadly it does sometimes, as you say, and we can't imagine with people who haven't lost a child, you can't imagine what you go through. And when it hits a family, you know, I'm sure that there is, you need like that support and someone there to just turn to that has gone through this. It's great to have these organisations. As you said, going back a few years, there was nothing there for people, and they had to grieve probably alone or with hopefully family members. But now to have these organisations, it's a great help to people.
It is. And to be honest, Debbie, even though in a family we're all grieving the death of a precious, you know, son or daughter or brother or sister, but we are all grieving differently. And,
exactly.
And that sometimes is very hard, you know, because I know when my daughter died, you know, I expected my husband to want to do the same things that I did, which was going to the grave every day and lighting every candle that ever was bought. But, you know, he didn't. He had his own way of grieving. And so I think when you come to Annam Cara and you meet, you know, different parents at different stages, as you said, it gives you some hope that, you know, what you're going through is normal, you know, what your family are experiencing are normal, you know, because it is the most unnatural thing, as you said, in the world to bury a child. It's not the way life is supposed to be. And yet, you know, so many of us, you know, every week, you know what I mean, you know, there are more, you know, parents joining this terrible club, you know, of parents who have buried their child.
And as you said, like, no matter what age, if a child is that you lose, at the end of the day, there's still your child, whether they're in the 40s, 50s, you know, they're still your child. So the group is open to all parents of any child.
It's open to all bereaved parents. And what we've always said is it's the similarities and not the differences. So it's not about the age or the circumstances of the death. It is this very hard journey that we have to face into after our child has died. And it is, you know, about sharing what has helped others. And last year, Annam Cara, with the help of parents around the country, we put together an information pack. And that pack will be available on tomorrow night, Wednesday night, the 21st of September, at our bereavement information evening. And again, the pack is brilliant, Debbie, because it gives parents, you know, written information, you know, about what helped and what didn't help others.
And Sharon, as you said, you lost a daughter yourself. And for you know, people who haven't lost a child, the thought of going on living must be the hardest thing to do, to get up every morning and to kind of get on with your life. But you have to do it. But to have support out there like yourselves has to help people. And I know probably if people are listening today who have recently lost a child and are saying, it's too hard for me to go along, it's too hard for me to sit there and talk about my child. But even if they can go and just sit there and not, they don't have to talk, do they?
No, they don't. And I suppose, Debbie, tomorrow night is a bereavement information evening, so we actually have a guest speaker tomorrow night, and we have an excellent guest speaker, Peter Hanlon. So I would encourage any parents listening to you who have, you know, their child has died, recently, or also anyone who knows someone to tell them about the event tomorrow night. It's in the Base Community Centre on Brackenstown Road in Swords, to come along, because there is, you know, tomorrow night there is a guest speaker. There's an opportunity to speak to him afterwards, and any questions you may have for him. You know, there's an opportunity to have a cup of tea or coffee with other parents. But there is absolutely no pressure on anyone at all, because some people, you know, just like to listen and like to hear what other people are going through, and from that they're able to take that information. And it's the same with our ongoing monthly parent evenings. You know, sometimes people think, oh, it's a support group, I have to talk. A lot of our parents will just, you know, quietly sit there, and you know, maybe after 3 or 4 months they may want to volunteer something, but you know, they, for the first part of their time with Anam Cara, they just like to sit and listen and be supported.
And as you said, you meet monthly. If there's parents out there that just want a one-on-one kind of session with somebody, is that available if they don't want to get into a big group?
Yeah, no, unfortunately we're not a counselling service.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, there, if anyone does feel that they would prefer to do one-to-one counselling, what we can do is we have links to other services in the community.
Okay.
And what we can do is if they contact us at info@anamcara, or if they want to give us a call on 0852888888, what we can do is send them on that information. So, you know, we can link them in to other services if they feel that this is not for them. But what I would say tomorrow night, if anyone, you know, wants to come along, it's a bereavement information evening. You know, there is an excellent guest speaker who has a lot of experience of working with bereaved parents, and there will also be a lot of information available on the evening for the parents to take away with them.
Right. And how long, you're saying it's going since 2008. How do you keep it going? Are you being funded by the government?
Up to June this year, we had no government funding. This year, we were really absolutely thrilled. We got some funding, which actually is towards our core costs, which is the office. And there's, you know, there's only 2.5 people working in Anam Cara full time, so it covers our salaries, which is great then, Debbie, because it means that any fundraising we do in the community, it goes directly to, you know, the Anam Cara North Dublin group or the South Dublin group. So we do backpacks, and if we will be having a backpack out in Swords later this year in November, and we would be delighted if anyone's out there who wants to maybe just, and all we ask is ever is 2 hours. The backpack, because backpacking and fundraising events is how we fund our day-to-day services at the moment.
Right. Well, maybe get in touch with us before, actually a few weeks before that happens, so we can, you know, get it out there, and hopefully people will give you a hand with that. And as I said, this year at least you're getting a little bit of funding, and it's a very important organisation to be out there for people to help, because as we said, it's an unnatural thing for you to lose a child. You don't expect that. You know, it should be the other way around, and to like get up and get on with your life, it must be the hardest thing to do. I mean, you know yourself, Sharon.
Yeah.
So I mean, to help other people that are going through it, it's great to have that organisation there. Now, is this open to everybody tomorrow night from all over
it? It's open to all bereaved parents, as you said earlier. It doesn't, you know, it could be parents who experience the loss of a little baby, newborn baby, all the way through to an adult child. You know, there will be that, you know, we speak to parents as bereaved parents. It's about the loss of your child, and you know, and the loss of the future that you had planned with your child, you know, and the milestones you would have hoped to have made. So you know, so it is open to all bereaved parents. All our events and services are provided at no cost as well. That's why we fundraise, Debbie. And there will be, as I said, we have a professional speaker tomorrow night, but we also have our own professional in the group who will be there as well. So there's, you know, there's people that, if anyone is concerned about another family member, or even a little bit concerned about themselves and how they're coping, they can contact us, and or they can speak to our professionals, and they will reassure them that they are doing okay.
Great. So the web address is info@anamcara. Can you give the phone number out one more time?
Okay, so the phone number is 0852888888, and the event is taking place in the Base Community Centre tomorrow night, the 21st of September, starting at 7. We would say people to come about 7:15 to register, and that's just outside Sword Village on Brackenstown Road.
Great. Well, Sharon, I hope it goes well for you tomorrow night, and as I said, when you have your backpack coming up, or if there's anything else coming up, do get in touch with us, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, Debbie.
Okay, thanks a million, Sharon. Bye-bye. And that was Sharon Fard from Annam Cara. And as we said, it must be the hardest thing that anyone could ever face in this world is losing a child. Remember tomorrow night, it's just in sorts there. If you need to go along, if you've recently or even if you've lost a child years ago and you want to, you know, sit there and get some support, you don't have to join in, you don't have to speak, you can just go along and just sit there. And if you want to ring Sharon and find out any more about this tomorrow night, what's happening, give her ring on 085 2888 888, or you can go on to info at Annam Cara.